It's Wednesday, March the 10th, and you're tuned in to the 10 of You podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. We have a stacked episode for you today.
Very stacked.
We are talking about a show on Netflix called Alice in Borderland. We've got questions to answer. There's picks, there's weeks, and all the regular shenanigans in between.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to stall for time, so we're going to start with...
Because we got a long one. We can't do this.
Yeah, I got a question to chew on.
Go.
Paul Chew writes in, what is the best Mario sports franchise?
Mario Golf.
Do you consider Mario Kart a part of this category?
No.
What is the most underrated Mario sports franchise?
Mario Golf.
All right. So what's the... Okay, first of all, let's... Is Mario Kart a sports franchise?
I think Mario Kart's its own thing. Like, when I think of, like, Mario sports, it's, like, three-on-three basketball, it's tennis, it's golf. I guess karting is technically a sport, but, like, it's become its own... Like, when you tell me, hey, what Mario sports game do you play? I don't think of Mario Kart, because you would have just said, do you play Mario Kart?
Good call. But just because it's transcended the sports genre, does it transcend sport?
I guess not.
Because if we include Mario Kart, then it's got to be Mario
Kart.
I guess not. But for the sake of the question, let's exclude Mario Kart.
Because then the answer is just Mario Kart. Yes. And that's fucking boring.
Yes. So what's your answer? What's the best sports?
Mario Golf. There has been not a single bad Mario Golf game. They started off with the best one, which is unfortunate. But, you know, like...
See, I'll give you that. The first one was the best one.
Yeah, and then the Camelot made one. That shit was awesome.
And then from there?
And then, you know, Mario 64, I don't know. Mario Golf 64, not so hot. And then the 3DS one came out, and that shit was dope.
Okay.
And you get all the different clubs and stuff. You join a league. And now they have the Switch one coming out.
Yeah.
So, like, hell yeah. But... I think the under... appreciated question, which we'll get to. I think there's only one answer for that.
Okay.
But what about you? What do you think? What's the best Mario sport other than karting?
Tennis.
Tennis is pretty good.
Tennis.
Not gonna lie.
Mario, when Mario Tennis first came out, remember on this, was it 64?
64, baby.
Shit.
Did you know the Switch Mario Tennis has like a classic mode and it's just N64 style?
Oh, really?
Yeah, no superpowers, no nothing. It's just like raw N64 tennis.
God, that's the last time I played a Mario sport game for a very long time. 64.
World Mario Olympics.
No.
Nobody plays those.
No. So, okay, what's your underrated?
Dude. There's only one answer.
What is it?
It's 3-on-3 hoops, baby.
See, I would have gone with Strikers.
Strikers is good. Wait. There was Mario Baseball, wasn't there?
Yeah, but who cares about that?
Wait, hold on.
No one cares about Mario Baseball. No.
I'm looking.
Trust me. No one cares.
Mario Superstar Baseball.
You like baseball games?
That was a good... I like arcade baseball games.
They're boring.
The ones where you're like, oh, it's like big head mode and I knocked like my baseball into space or some shit. Like, that shit's fun. But I just like arcade... Like, what was it? Actually, I know the answer.
What?
It's the GameCube version of NBA Street Volume 3 where you can play as Mario Peach.
That's not a Mario game! Luigi. That's not a Mario game! No way.
But Mario's in it.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay.
There was no Mario Dodgeball. That was just Super Dodgeball.
Was it Mario Dodgeball? Let's look.
Because but if there was, I don't think I played it. I know I played Super Dodgeball.
Ooh, that was in Mario Sports Mix.
Oh, okay.
Mario Sports Mix was that fucking wild ass game on the Wii where they're like, what if we just put in all the sports?
Okay, that's not okay. Those don't count.
Those don't count.
So yeah, mine is underrated Strikers, the soccer one.
It's unfortunate that you're wrong.
Oh, really?
But it's 3-on-3 basketball.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. Thank you, Paul Chew.
Man, they have Mario Volleyball in this shit.
They do have volleyball.
Mario Hockey, Mario Dodgeball, Mario Volleyball, Mario Basketball. Sports Mix is the real answer because they have the most sports.
I guess so. They just win. What's the best one? The one with all of them.
The one with all the sports.
Yeah. All right. Roland writes in, Happy Women's Month. Wait, do you guys actually have female listeners? Whoa, sick burn.
I think we did at one point, and then we like roasted her out of existence. She stopped writing in.
I don't even know if that girl was serious.
I don't even know if it was a real girl.
All right, well, he writes in and says, Happy International Women's Month.
Sup? Is it month or day?
There was a day, but there's also a month.
Oh.
Who's some of the coolest, most inspirational women right now you can recommend checking out or would like to shout out? They can be artists, actresses, politicians, content creators, etc. And since this is Three Nerds in a Basement, I also want you guys to name some cool fictional female characters from pop culture, film, show, anime, book, whatever, but you can't choose anyone from the Waifu Wars bracket last year.
Ooh.
All right.
So I can't pick Bayonetta. No. Which is unfortunate.
So real world Womano.
I made a list.
Did you?
I did.
Okay, go for it.
So first up, I love Japan games and Japanese video games.
Where is this going?
All right. So first up is Minamoto Hidoko, which is like, she's the CEO of A4 Play.
Okay.
Like, hell yeah. Made one of like the most respected translation companies in the world for English to Japanese.
Sure.
And vice versa. Like, that's more power to you. What else? In the gaming sphere is Kelsey Lewin.
Kelsey Lewin.
Yeah, she's on Twitter and she owns a game store in the States called Pink Gorilla Games. And she is like super knowledgeable on games. She has made things like the it was like a copyright check pack, or not copyright, fake check pack, so you can check for like if certain Pokemon games are fake, yeah, or what other games are fake or bootlegs and stuff, so you don't get ripped off in like a used game store. She's always on Twitter, like dropping hot game knowledge. Props to her.
Okay.
Another one, I don't know her name, but I just follow her on Twitter. I think she's really cool. And her Twitter is TKASASAGI.
Mm.
Takasasagi.
Who's this?
She's just some girl in Japan who writes AI programs to automatically translate ancient Japanese text into modern day hiragana, katakana.
Ooh.
So people can like look at a history book, point their phone at it, take that ancient kanji and stuff, and it'll live translate it into a picture.
Cool.
Her whole Twitter account is just super sick, like very cool AI stuff, and sometimes she'll post stuff from her work, and I think it's really cool. And the last one I picked in like the real world, like gaming sphere stuff, is streamer, Twitch streamer extraordinaire, the boomer streamer? Yeah, Hot Chubby. Hot Chubby is this Korean girl, like our age,
okay,
who got popular on Twitch by being bad at English.
Okay.
But ever since her debut, her English is still bad. But she kind of makes like super unique content where she graduated from a university in music and it's always a bunch of musical content, like incorporates all the memes of the Twitch stuff. And then she was popular because she would stream at her convenience store job before she got fired because the manager realized that she was streaming at the convenience store job.
Oh.
And just recently, she opened up her own convenience store.
Oh, wow.
So she opened up Hachu Mart and, like, straight up businesswoman over here.
Like, wow.
It's pretty cool, like, going from nothing and then, like, making it come full circle by opening up your own convenience store.
Yeah.
And it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of... just like, I'm sure you could say like, yo, Michelle Obama, dog. Like, yeah, sure. But there's a lot of like smaller people in the global scale that I think are kind of fucking rad.
Cool.
So, go.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah, you got
to
go now.
I got no answers.
Dude, do you hate women?
No.
You hate women? Is that what I'm getting
right now?
That's
not what I'm saying.
That's fucked up.
I read this question right now and I was trying to think through my head. I'm like, do I not know any cool, like, females? Like, a thing? And then I'm like, wait, do I know any cool males? And I'm like, oh,
you're gender neutral.
And then I'm like, I don't know if I know, like, because there's cool actresses and actors, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I don't know if I, like, care enough about them.
Yeah.
To, like, really call
out them. The thing is, like, all these people, like, I don't know them.
Yeah, but I know you like them.
I just think they're doing cool stuff.
Yeah, but, like, I can't think of that right now. Like, I just don't know. Because, like, maybe it's because I'm not really focused on anything outside of my narrow horse blinders.
Yeah.
That I can't think of.
Yo, shout out to your boss.
Shout out, boss. Yeah, she's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, like, man, she listens to whatever the fuck I want. So, awesome. Shout out to my girlfriend. So awesome.
Nah, you can't. That's cheating.
Oh, that's cheating?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, okay, okay. See, I'm surprised you didn't shout out any real life VTubers, but all right.
I still think VTubers are like a scourge on society, kinda. But yeah, I don't know. I'll get maybe one day.
I only say that because, like, you know who doesn't get the same amount of treatment?
Who?
Male VTubers.
True. Right? They're out there.
They're out there, but no one cares.
Exactly.
That's because sad to say.
No one cares about men, bro.
Oh, no. Why did I say it? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yo, have you taken the red pill, dog?
Shit.
Yo, man.
Shit. No. No. I will. Okay. The most cool, neat thing in my recent memory that I checked out was what's that anime guy? The Thai one.
Giguk? Yeah.
His wife.
Oh, Sid Snap? Or yeah. Sydney or whatever?
Yeah.
Horny queen of the internet?
Check out our YouTube channel if you just want to see, like, the horniness side of Japan.
Yeah, this is that's the horniest YouTube channel on the internet.
She does some excellent shit.
You know what? Sometimes a little awkward.
Oh, that definitely.
When she went to the fucking soft on demand bar,
yeah,
and I'm like, dude, stop laughing. You're the horniest person on the internet. You gotta take this shit seriously. Come on.
Yeah, but like, no. That's what makes the content genuine.
Yeah, SysNav's channel is pretty fucking rad.
Yeah, like I dig watching that every now and then.
That's also something I don't know if a guy could do.
No.
Right? Because if a guy did that kind of content, it's just like, look at this fucking horny loser. Right? So she's like filling up a void there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So yeah, that's the only real world person I know who's coming to my mind at the moment that I'm checking out. I'm sure there's a ton of I know there's a ton of voice actresses that I really do admire and like.
Mm-hmm.
None of them come to mind. At least nothing that they're doing recently that I can pinpoint out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I've always loved, what's her face? Jennifer Hale.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what she's doing right now.
Recently?
Yeah. So.
Yo, shout out to Jade Raymond.
Oh, yeah.
The queen of assassins.
The original gaming icon.
The original gamer girl.
Yeah. Fuck. Yo, Jessica Chobot, though. Yo, shout out.
Who licked the PSP?
Oh, my God.
Jessica Chobot.
Morgan Webb, I still see you. Yeah. I still see you from G4 TV.
I still got you in my memories, baby.
Yeah, I mean, you started it all, so. Yeah, there you go. Some pop culture ones, though.
Bro, yo. I know the exact one. I think it was an oversight that she wasn't on the waifus list.
Ooh.
Let me tell you about Aya motherfucking Brea from
Parasite
Eve, baby.
Wow.
Aya Brea. I was like, I was thinking about these girls, right? And I was looking through my games list, and I was like, how did we forget Aya motherfucking Brea?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
On the waifu list.
Aya Brea.
Baller name. No nonsense lady. Yo, you're turning into an insect? Fuck you. Eat my AR.
Aya Brea. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Aya Brea. That's good. That's good.
It's a good one.
I'm going to go with Aya Urehara. Why give me that look?
I'm going to... If it's the person I think you're saying...
Why are you giving me that? Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, it is the person I think. All right. I was like, is there a different one?
My actual answer... I'm going with the Pink Power Ranger. The OG. My favorite.
All right.
I'm going with... yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else.
Well, there's like a lot of like video
games. Kaylee! That's the girl!
Kaylee?
Kaylee from Kaylee. Firefly, the mechanic.
Oh! Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
That's where I'm at.
Yo, I'm all about Princess Peach.
Yeah.
You ever play Super Princess Peach for the DS? She's awesome.
I prefer, you know, Daisy, but...
Yeah, we all prefer Daisy, to be honest. If you actually prefer Peach, there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't pick, like...
Who?
Anybody, like Chloe from Uncharted.
Nah.
Or like Nadine or something.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Although, speaking of real-life girls, I do like Chloe Bennett, who recently got cast as the new Blossom in the Powerpuff Girls.
There's a new Powerpuff Girls?
Oh, hell yeah, on the CW. So is you it know it's real? Gonna be yes,
like live action Powerpuff Girls.
I think so.
What? Mm-hmm. Nani the fuck?
I don't know. I don't know the details. Maybe it's not live action. Maybe it is. I don't know. I just saw the headline.
Because, like, if they're going to skank up the Powerpuff Girls, that's going to be...
Well, it's on the CW, so I'm like...
That's what I'm thinking, right?
The CW cannot be, like, a cartoon, right?
Yeah. It's got to be, like, the Archie of Powerpuff Girls.
Exactly.
Blossom gets hardened to drugs.
Well.
And Bubbles is a prostitute because she can't afford school or something.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I guess. Like, shit.
Who plays the dad? The professor.
Johnny Unbosch plays the professor.
Whoa.
Live action Johnny Unbosch.
Well, I was gonna say Keanu, but okay. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Man, Aya Priya is so cool.
She is pretty cool.
Too bad everything past Parasite Eve 1 was progressively worse.
Did you play the other PSP game?
I did.
The third
birthday?
Yeah.
Not good.
Nope.
Not good.
Nope.
Like, it was cool. They gave her, like, fucking psycho powers and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, that game is not good.
Yeah, it's ass.
It's like people who say that game is good is like people who say the fucking Final Fantasy Type-0 is good.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, fucking you fucking liar. Get out of here.
That's not good. That's not good at all. That's, no.
But they have cards. Shut up. No one cares.
All right. Next one comes in from Joe Hazel, Jonesing to Crossover. Man,
we got everybody here. What's going on?
Hey, TIB. With Gurren Lagann set to have a satire crossover with Darling and the Franks in 2022.
Is that real?
I don't know. I was curious what your favorite crossovers are. Which are the worst in your opinion? Any dream crossovers that need to happen? Personally, MVC will always be my gold standard and absolute fun insanity crossover can be. Well, just the most pure insanity crossover I've seen would be the 90s anti-drug PSA cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue, where the Muppet Babies team with Bugs Bunny, Alf, the Smurfs, Winnie the Pooh, Ninja Turtles, and many more to make sure that I stay off crack.
What the hell?
As always, thanks for the quality content. He is not lying about the anti-drug thing. Holy shit.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, MVC is a good example. My favorite crossover of all time, and this is more about because I was a child, and like it was like important to me. It was when the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Had a crossover with the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the Beetleborgs at the same time. Yeah. I think the VR Troopers might have showed up. I can't
just
remember.
Just for funsies?
Yeah, but I was like, what's happening? This is wild. The next big one, the All Red Ranger crossover in the early 2000s when I was a little bit old. Well, not a little. When I was definitely.
All the Western.
When I was definitely older, I'm like, holy shit, Jason's wearing the red costume again.
Everyone's here.
And then he becomes like the Super Ranger. Yeah, I don't know.
Super Red.
Fuck, I lost my shit. I was in high school and I was like, oh my God. No one can know I'm watching this.
I'm watching basketball. If anybody asks.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking cool. Great crossovers. Right now, like recent crossovers, that fucking King of Fighters gacha game I've been playing.
Oh my God.
It's got some good crossovers. Oh, they had Gintama at one time, Tekken 7 at one time. They had a lot of good crossovers.
I hear what you're saying, but there's one game in our current age that's doing better than that.
Which is?
Fortnite.
I got a song to show you later.
Okay. All I'm saying is, if you want crossovers now, here in the now, Fortnite's got some wild ones. They got Travis Scott.
True.
You know?
Roblox had fucking the one guy, the Old Town Road guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lil Nas X. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Pokemon has the guy with the face tattoos.
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Yeah. It's the age of crossovers. Yeah. It really is. I don't know. I think my favorite crossover probably didn't come until much later, like beyond being a kid, which is basically the entirety of Gokaiger. Like, Gokaiger is, like, without a shadow of a doubt, my favorite Sentai.
You should watch this year, Sentai.
Is it that good? Isn't it like Lupin Ranger or some shit? Or is that before?
I think it's another crossover.
Oh my God.
And there's like two Rangers. One of them becomes a robot. And he has the Megazord head.
And I'll form the head.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Okay. So yeah, I think like Gokaiger just kind of like had so many crossovers and so many throwbacks. Yeah. And it introduced me to so many different Sentai that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
That it was just like, oh, okay, every episode is awesome. Because, like, I don't know what's coming next. And yeah. I don't know what rad shit is going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's probably it. And on the video games front, was the fucking Street Fighter Cross Tekken? Project Cross Zone.
Oh,
the strategy RPG on the 3DS.
I guess Urges.
Urges is only Final Fantasy though.
Oh yeah,
It's like it's crossed over with a fighting game, but
no, it's only Square.
It's all Square stuff.
The Final Fantasy one was Dissidia.
Oh yes, yes, yes. That's true. Yeah. Wait, what non Final Fantasy characters did Urges had? Because I just remember people playing Cloud.
The dude from. Vagrant Story.
Oh, yeah.
I think it only had Cloud and Sephiroth.
That's true. Crossover. That's the thing, like... All right, I'm going to take the controversial stance on here. For as much as I love crossovers, they're normally bad.
Oh,
shit. Yeah. Like, wow. Marvel versus Capcom or, like, SNK versus Capcom, like, that shit is an anomaly. It is an outlier. Gokaiger, that is an outlier. Normally, crossover shit is garbage because they rely too much on, hey, look, everyone's here, so we don't have to try.
Hmm. Okay, fair enough.
That's why Endgame sucks.
Oh, you can't just slip that in, man.
What? Slip what? I'm just spitting facts here.
Yo, that's a sexual harassment claim. You just slip it in like that. Fuck. Going to jail for that. Jeez.
So, yeah. I'm going to take that stance. I'm going to say crossovers normally suck, but when they don't, it's amazing.
Sure. I like Spider-Verse. Does that count?
Spider-Verse counts.
It's only all Marvel. That movie's
awesome. But it's all Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's why I like. Does it count?
I would say it's not.
Oh, and I wasn't talking about the movie. I was talking about the series. The comic? Spider-Verse.
I would say like it's not as extreme of an example. Or maybe it's not an example that is like in the spirit of the law.
Yeah.
But in the letter of the law and how the question... He didn't say, like, no single franchise crossover events,
fair
right?
Fair enough.
If that's not what you wanted, man, you should have worded your question better. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. My favorite crossover right now, currently, is the Toyota-Subaru crossover. Because they've created the BRZ and the GT86. Okay. You know, Toyota body Subaru engine.
Sick. Oh, my God.
The purity of driving.
No one cares.
Fuck, man. Three pedals. Six on the floor. Mm.
Six on the floor? What does that mean?
You know, six gears to roll through.
Doesn't have six wheels?
No, six on the floor. All
right. Okay.
That's my favorite current crossover.
All right. No. I don't... No. Okay. No? You do you, I guess.
What about the Audi R e-tron and the Porsche Taycan? Those are the same car. It's a good crossover.
I'm going to assume those are correct facts. And I will say, huh. Okay.
Good. I also love the McLaren Mercedes.
No one cares about cars, Vince! This is just you, okay? Stop it! No one gives a shit.
Thanks for writing in, Joseph.
God damn, get off your car. Like, geez, just get your mind out of there.
Yo, you hear what that is? What? You hear that? You smell it? You smell it? No. It's BM.
Bowel movement?
It's a Mac Attack.
Oh my God.
He's coming with a hot one.
You got questions from all over the He's globe coming. Today. Jesus.
Brian Mack has wrote in with a hot topic. Who is more fishy?
Okay.
Hello, nerds.
All right.
Please rank your top three nigiri and sushi rolls.
Rolls?
Thanks.
Okay, what are we going to start with? Are we going to start with nigiri or we're going to start with sushi? Sure. Or sorry, rolls.
Nigiri.
Yo, I'm gonna do okay. Like number three, salmon.
Whoa, okay.
Number three, salmon.
Okay.
What's your number three?
Tuna.
Tuna's number three. Interesting. Interesting. Because that's my number two. But not just tuna. Otoro.
Is it the
full fat?
Yeah.
Full fat tuna.
Yes. Okay. Number two. I agree. That's the tuna.
That's the tuna. The one I'm none of this chutoro. None of this low fat bullshit.
No. My number two, eel.
Number two? Number two? Hiya, woman, you killing me. Hiya. The fuck?
I know your number one is.
Eel. Unagi is the best one. Dumb bitch. What the fuck are you talking about? It's garbage.
Number one?
I swear to God, if you say salmon, I'm going to lose my mind.
I hope he does.
Salmon.
Oh! It's so basic. So basic. You know what? Just out of spite, I change my number three to fucking uni. All right? Uni is now my number three.
Oh, shut up. Your real number one's tamago.
No, it's not. Get out of here.
I know people like you like that tamago.
What are you saying, people like me, huh?
I know.
What are you saying, people like me?
You know I'm saying what I'm saying.
That's fucked up. That's messed up. Listen, Tamak, if you put the egg on, that's not sushi.
Oh, no?
It's not, because it's not even raw.
Whoa.
Now, if you're cracking a raw egg on there.
Whoa.
And it's just like, here's a yolk. Maybe we're talking. I don't know what to say. All right. So I'm going to recap. Number three, uni. All right. Number two, fatty tuna, full fat.
Mm.
Right. If you say anything other than full fat, you're a dumbass.
Yep.
And number one is eel.
Yeah. So I'm going to say number three, fatty tuna. Number two, eel. Number one. Pure salmon.
So basic.
The purest.
Oh my salmon. God.
Samyon.
Not even like salmon roe. Not even like the special shit.
So you're telling me salmon shows up. You're not going to eat it?
I'll eat it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But if salmon shows up beside fatty tuna, eel, and uni.
You're going to ignore the salmon?
I'm going to ignore the salmon.
Like 100%.
Until I finish the rest of it.
No.
And as soon as there are no more options other than tuna, then I'll, or sorry, other than salmon, then I'll go to the salmon.
Aren't you the guy who likes vanilla ice cream?
Listen, vanilla ice cream is the best flavor of ice cream. That's all I'm saying. All right?
Wow.
Like, green tea ice cream.
Argument over.
Fun. The thing is here. I'm gonna give you the real thing.
Wow, no, you have to stop.
No,
talking.
Nobody likes vanilla ice cream. Nobody picks it. Everyone says it's basic, but it's no one's favorite ice cream. Therefore, it is not the basic choice.
But it is the most basic choice.
It's the most basic ice cream, but it's not the basic most basic choice.
What are you talking about?
No, everyone's favorite is like, I love green tea because I love matcha. I'm so healthy.
No, everyone's favorite is chocolate.
Yeah, and then they pick chocolate, but nobody. Other than me, who do you know where their favorite ice cream is vanilla?
Yeah, because everyone else has taste.
No, because they don't understand.
The fact that you think vanilla ice cream is the best ice cream calls into question your opinion on sushi.
These are different topics. These are different topics.
No.
Vanilla ice cream is the best ice cream.
No, it's not.
It goes with everything.
Except when it doesn't.
Except when it does, because it goes with everything.
It doesn't go with milk.
What? Yeah, it's called a milkshake, dog.
No.
You ever get a vanilla milkshake?
No.
It's the bomb.
No. It's not.
Classic vanilla milkshake?
It's not.
Top tier milkshake.
No.
Number two, strawberry.
No.
Number three, nothing, because I don't order anything else. I order vanilla and strawberry. That's it.
Wow, man. Vanilla ice cream is an additive to a better ice cream.
No.
That's all it is.
It can't be an
additive. It doesn't exist on its own. It's like plain white rice. You can't have it on its own. You have to have it with something.
Listen, I've had plain white rice.
No, and it's not good.
Listen, sometimes you just want to eat a million of something.
Do you just eat plain boiled pasta?
No, that's sacrilege.
Yeah, see, exactly. You don't do that. No, you have to add something.
That is sacrilege. Who's doing that? What kind of mad lad?
I'll find you somebody. I'll find
you somebody. I know a guy who knows the guy.
Okay, sushi rolls.
Sushi rolls are a trap. Ooh. Sushi rolls are a trap. Ooh. I will give you hand rolls. Because hand rolls give you a big-ass chunk of fish. Okay. Right? More so than nigiri.
So what's sushi roll then?
None.
No, you
don't
gotta,
order sushi
you
roll.
You gotta choose.
I don't order it.
Yes, you gotta choose.
I don't order
it. You gotta choose.
I gotta look up. I don't know what the rolls are called. I gotta look them up. Yeah, you go first.
I like the barbecue eel.
Is there a barbecue eel roll?
Soft shell crab.
Soft shell crab's pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm not gonna lie though, I love a mango roll. I love it when it's just fruit.
You know, like I was talking to TJ about this earlier.
Yeah.
But like, mangoes are like the inferior pineapple. Oh, wow. So like, I don't really know how I feel about that.
How are they even related?
Huh? Because they're both yellow.
Wow. Except when they're not.
If I'm going to have a yellow fruit, it's going to be a pineapple.
You know what the problem with the pineapple is?
What?
It's a pineapple.
I don't get it.
Like, it's just a bad fruit.
It's a good fruit. It's the best fruit.
Like, pineapples are only good when you roast them with cinnamon. You know what you can't do? You can't just, like, get to a pineapple and be like, I'm going to peel this and eat this shit.
Yeah, because you need a knife. It's protecting its juicy goodness through exterior spikes.
Like a coconut.
Ooh, coconut milk's pretty good, though. Pretty good, though. See, you're proving my point here.
I think I like coconut more than pineapple.
I don't like the way this podcast is going. I don't like... This is the downfall of our
podcast. I was cracking open a coconut earlier this week, and I was like, damn, I fucking love coconut.
Coconut's pretty fucking good. Is it better than pineapple?
As much as I do love mango, though, I will say, because it's always been like one or two at the top... Currently, I'm on the lychee side. That's my number one right now. Like, pineapple's like 10.
You know what?
Like,
if you're saying lychee's the number one right now, that's a left field pick, and I respect it.
Oh wow!
Right? I'm not gonna knock you on that. Yeah, right. I just don't have it enough.
Okay.
It's too exotic for my background.
I'm not gonna lie, it's expensive to get here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's very expensive to get here. So rolls.
Rolls. Sorry. I don't fucking. Number three is tuna. Number two is soft shell crab, and number one is black dragon because it's got the fucking the eel
dragon.
On it.
Oh yeah, black dragon with the shrimp tuna.
With the shrimp on the ends.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Yeah, I like.
But overall,
those dragon rolls are good.
Overall, crap. Oh, actually, I'm a change. What I say in the middle, spicy salmon?
Please don't tell me you're going to pick one cream cheese.
No, fuck that. That's anybody who eats cream cheese rolls or deep fried rolls, monsters. Absolute monsters. I'm talking about there's this one place I really like in Burlington, and they have one called a caterpillar roll.
That sounds kind of disgusting.
And I think, I forget what type of fish they have on the inside, but the top of it is avocado.
Okay.
And they shape it like a little caterpillar.
And this is appealing to eat because...
It's just good. The combo that they use a fish and avocado is good.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. Fair enough.
Listen, if you want mostly rice, just get a fucking... What's the... A chidashi bowl, all right? If you want mostly rice, just get a chidashi bowl. Let's go for it. Okay. Rolls are a trap.
Whatever. I'm still on the whole vanilla as my
favorite. Yeah, you're like spread. California roll number one, baby.
Is that what I said? Honestly, I read this question earlier today, and I read this as please rank your top three nigiri and sushi girls, and I'm like, what the fuck?
You've been in anime too long.
And I was like, what's going on?
Am I on drugs?
Yeah. Okay, cool. There we go. Thank you for writing in, everyone.
Thank you for agreeing with me that vanilla ice cream is the best ice cream.
No, you can't
slipping these in.
Yeah, you can't threaten them like that. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay. All right. They have a right to choose.
They have a right to choose. Not under my government.
They have a right to
choose. Everyone gets vanilla ice cream. Let them eat vanilla ice cream.
No. 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 Because I will admit. Vanilla ice cream is the only ice cream where I always go for toppings.
I go for toppings on all ice cream if available.
No. You ever have just black sesame ice cream? You don't need toppings on that
shit. Yeah, but see, that's a caveat, because, like, the places that have black sesame ice cream don't give you toppings.
What are you talking about? You been to the Mandarin?
They have black sesame ice cream at the Mandarin?
Yeah.
I've never seen that shit. I guess I haven't been to the Mandarin in a minute.
There you go.
You're right.
Anyways. Picks of the week. What happened this week?
A lot.
Are you sure?
I think so. I
did a lot. No, we're not talking about that yet. Sorry. Backtrack.
Oh, yeah.
We watched the first episode of Netflix's Alice in Borderland.
Oh, yeah. I was right about that.
Me too. But I got so caught up in these questions. I didn't know what the...
You were just, like, so amazed at how right I was at all of them.
Is that what I said?
I think so, yeah. I think that's what... If you roll the tape back, I think that's what that
says.
You
need some of those memory vitamins.
I need more omega-3s. Yes.
Jeez, I didn't realize you were becoming a senior. I always knew you were an old man inside, but now you're on the outside.
Damn.
Hmm.
Sick burn.
Well, what can you do? Call the firefighter.
Oh.
Yeah, Alice in Borderland.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this was based off of an anime / manga.
It's called Danganronpa.
Ah, okay. Thank you for that.
It's called 9 days, 9 hours, 9 doors, whatever the fuck that game is.
Yeah. Basically, long story short, three friends kind of just like middle of the road of their life find themselves in Shibuya.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cause
they're a general nuisance.
Yeah. And
one of the friends is a game genius, but he's just lazy. Just lazy. Only plays games.
Yeah.
The other friend is a ladies' man.
Yeah,
he goes sicko mode. He goes beast mode.
Mm.
He's strong.
Mm.
And then the other one is just kind of a bum.
He's a pushover, but he's the only one with a real job.
Yeah, he's honest.
Yeah, yeah. And
the three friends all get together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They cause a commotion. They hide in a bathroom stall, and then suddenly there's a power outage. They come out of the bathroom stall. Boom! Japan's empty.
Or is it?
I don't know. It looks empty.
Yeah.
Suddenly they find themselves in the midst of a game.
Oh, interesting.
A game. A game where you have a life or death situation.
Oh, wow. Japan. So, so unique.
To be fair, only Japan does this.
Yes.
Only Japan does this storyline. Yeah. Like, I can't think of a Hollywood movie where it's like, yes, let's do that.
The Purge.
I don't know. Anyways, the first game takes place in a building. And they gotta go through doors, left door, right door, mm-hmm. whatever. One door kills you, one door proceeds to the next room. That's the whole episode. Sounds simple, sounds whatever. What'd you think?
I think that I have been inundated with this type of topic too much.
Mm.
At this point, I have been in the group of people who play these type of trapped room murder mystery type games and visual novels for so long that this is now just another like tropey thing that happens.
Yeah.
I will say though, it is still entertaining.
Hmm.
The unfortunate truth about this kind of stuff is that the absolute mystery and darkness you're put in terms of like the greater world of whatever they're in is always really interesting because it's always some like weird fucked up thought or some supernatural thing or some like horrible government plan, but they're always interesting.
Yeah.
Right. So even though like this type of,
you mean like the politics of why this whole thing exists?
Yeah. The politics of why the whole thing exists are always really interesting.
Yep.
And you're right. Only Japan does it.
Yeah.
Right. So I can see why this is getting very popular on like North American Netflix or Canadian Netflix in general.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I think it is something that I would only watch with somebody else though.
Mm.
I would not go personally out of my way to watch that because I've played those types of games, experienced that type of stuff. But if I was watching it either with a group or someone who hasn't been exposed to this kind of story, I think that would be really fun.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first time I played 999.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, this game's so unique. It's so cool. Oh my God. And then by the time it got to like Danganronpa 17, I was just like, I don't care anymore.
Okay.
What about you?
I've always wanted to play Danganronpa. Like 1, 2 Reloaded and 3.
Mm-hmm.
I just never got around to it. And I still haven't played anything like it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Or watched anything like it. Like, I know what
it is. You never played, like, Virtue's Last Reward or any of that stuff?
The closest I would say that I've gotten to, like, oh, it's a game?
Yeah.
Is Battle Royale. But that's more, like, Hunger Games style, where it's, like, yeah, it's a game, but it's not quite like this.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like...
And now Battle Royale is, like, yo, bud, you want to pick up that Fortnite dub? Like, yeah. It's not...
Everything is Battle Royale now. So, not the same. Yeah, so we're on the cusp of that coming to the West. So I'm excited to watch this. Like, I'm going to stick out with it. It's 8 episodes. But the truth is, I watched the trailer as well, and they show some wild-ass stuff in the trailer. Okay. Like, the trailer shows some cool stuff. And I just want to know more about the characters, right? Like, but I guess that's how you always want these things work, right?
Yeah.
Like, they always introduce all these characters, but you don't know any of their backstories.
Yes. They also, like, the really interesting one is, like, the game that they played. Was like it apparently was rated 3 of club's difficulty, which implies the existence of higher difficulties and different suits, which could possibly mean different games.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And again, that stuff, very interesting. Yeah. I'm not knocking the show, but just me personally, I'm just like,
Yeah. And no, I get it. If you're tired of the concept, you're tired of the concept. Yeah. There's no like getting around it.
If this was like a thing where you're like, Anthony, let's do like a watch through, I'd be like, yeah, I'm down.
But yeah, and then it ends off with like this mysterious ghost in the shell girl,
just hanging out on a building.
She's like, I'm ready.
I think the most like unique part of this is that you have the visa in between games.
Oh, the downtime.
I like that concept.
Yeah, so they can like it's kind of like Survivor, the game show, where like, yeah, you have these set points where you're playing a game and one of you is going to go or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have the in-between moments where they just get to, I guess, not quite slice of life chill, but like, I guess that's where you get to get more character development and whatnot.
Yeah, or like figuring out Shibuya or meeting up. Like, because they also don't mention anything like you can kill other people, right? They don't mention that kind of stuff. Like in-game, we see the true nature, the dark nature of humanity or whatever, right? But they don't mention about anything outside of the game.
Yeah.
They do mention what happens when your visa expires, which is you get deported to the afterlife. But other than that, it's all a mystery. And they leave themselves open in the right spaces to make like a very compelling reason for you to come back.
Right. Yeah, no, I think it's pretty cool. I also will say... It's on Netflix, and it looks pretty good. Like, it's a new show. Like, it looks very nice.
I will say, too, the fucking way that MC solves this puzzle...
Hell yeah.
...is 100% Lelouch, I am the smartest bullshit. Like, he knew the exact dimensions of the car, which then he could extrapolate into the exact dimensions of the building, which he then could extrapolate into the exact dimensions of the rooms. And it's like, bro, shut up. Nobody knows this.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
So ridiculous.
Man's got that fractal geometry down.
Well, he was also a big car guy. They showed all the car magazines and shit.
He did the BMW Audi
design
geometry.
Also, the amount of like car product placement in this show, mama mia,
it's good.
It's it's definitely extremely Japanese.
Oh hell yeah. I'm down. I think I'm gonna like marathon it. I'm just gonna run.
You
through
do
it.
You boo. I'm not telling you what to do with your life.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
But yeah, check it out. Now we can talk about picks of the week.
Okay, can I go?
Yeah.
Remember Artifact?
No.
Valve's card game?
No.
Where you played on 3 boards at once?
No.
Nobody liked it. Exactly. Nobody liked it. Nobody remembered it. They're shutting it down. So
oh, wow. Boo-hoo.
So they were going to do Artifact 2.0. They were going to redo the game. And then Valve was like, nah.
Yeah.
So they're making Artifact and all of its current versions free to play. You just get it for free. So that's that. Did you ever want Monster Hunter, the Hunter in Smash Bros.?
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, because they're Mii Fighters now.
Oh.
So that means there's no possibility of them being an actual character.
Okay.
After that, we're still on Monster Hunter train. We got Monster Hunter Rise official Rampage trailer. Gives you the ins and outs of the Rampage mode.
This looks cool.
They added tower defense, Gears of War Horde mode
to Monster Hunter. It's basically, I think it was Gears 3 had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what 4 and 5 did, if they expanded upon it, but...
They probably did. They always do.
But yeah, it's Horde mode with tower defense items.
And then you can, like, summon hero units.
Yeah.
And, like, put up ballistas and gates and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
This seems wild.
Seems cool.
They have to nerf the amount of farming you can get from whatever you're doing, right? Because if every monster that comes out is a named monster, it seems.
Yeah.
And if you're just mowing down a rampage of monsters, it's not like I can carve them all or...
What if it's, you do this whole thing, it's 10 rounds, 10th round is Apex, and that's the only way to get Apex.
I could see that happening. That's the Monster Hunter bullshit that would happen, yeah.
And this is the only way to get your Apex carves. You gotta run through an hour of...
Because that's the other thing.
Yeah.
They brought back Apex monsters. Mm. You remember Apex Rajang?
Hated it.
Yeah, it sucked.
I hated
it. Me and TJ eventually had to cheese that shit.
Yes, I know. I quit by then.
You're like, guys, you guys are dumb. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And we're like, we're going to get it. I think there's also some monster announcements in here. Was Kezu ever announced?
No, but did you hear about the first monster for the first title update?
No.
April's going to be the first title update.
Yeah.
It's Camellios.
Oh, baby. Straight into the obscure legendaries. Yep. Gogmazios when? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. Camellios was what? Gen?
Gen 2?
Okay.
I think he was Monster Hunter 2.
Or 3.
Or early 3.
Yeah, last time we played against him was what? In Generations Ultimate?
Yeah, Generations. That had everything. That was just like every monster that ever existed. Just come and hang out.
Cool.
You want to do White Fatalis?
Yeah.
Okay. Drop a meteor on you?
Camellios, yeah. He's the first monster in the title update.
I remember when in 4, when we did, because 4 was also Gogmazios, right?
Yeah.
When we would have to farm his goddamn tail, like the Camellios tail, has the most health out of like any monster.
To get the... what do we need the tail for?
We were getting it for something, but we all needed it for some sort of poison weapon or armor or something.
Yeah, yeah. Was this for Gogmazios?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
It was some bullshit.
Yeah.
But then he can't camo, so...
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, without the tail, he can't camo. Yeah.
So it's cool to see, like, more monsters and more varied monsters coming in.
Yep.
Hopefully that means for, like, Monster Hunter World 2, Monster Hunter Continent, Monster Hunter Universe, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to bring back some wild dudes.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stop myself from being spoiler-free on Rampage. I needed to know what was happening.
Yep.
There were some funny stories about The Last of Us devs explaining why doors are a pain in the ass to like code.
Okay.
That was pretty fun. But the important news, remember the Demon Slayer movie? Remember how it was just like raging on, like number one after number one after number one?
The train.
The Mugen train, the Infinity train does not stop chugging.
Oh, I know it stopped it.
No, something did stop it. We talked about it.
Oh.
But again, it does not stop chugging. The Demon Slayer movie has retaken its number one spot in yen earned at the weekend box office.
Ooh.
It also ranked number 3 in the 6th weekend in a row in South Korea.
Wow.
So this movie better be fucking good.
Okay.
It seems real good.
Okay.
I know what happens in it.
Yeah.
It's a fun arc. Mm-hmm. But man, how did it come back?
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Is Demon Slayer like... Demon Slayer's over.
It is over.
Maybe he ended it too early.
No, he did the right thing.
He just ended it while it was good?
Yeah.
I guess so, man. Yeah, this is crazy.
You go out on a high. You don't let it die.
I guess so. Attack on Titan has reached such popularity status that the hometown of the creator has erected a Levi statue in their hometown.
Why Levi?
Because he's cool. I don't know.
Why not a fucking Titan?
I guess. Yeah, that's true. He's apparent, but Levi's the most popular character, and that's why I'm indebted to him, and that's why they wanted the statue.
Okay, fair enough. I just, I feel like Eren's Titan would be the one.
Probably.
I guess you can't have a half-naked man as a statue.
I guess so, yeah.
But then an anime boy, I don't know. Bushonen anime boy, I don't know.
What? Levi's not Bushonen. He's just like, the world has crushed me, so I will crush the world.
Levi's like 2 feet tall, and he's the cutest little boy. He is S-M-O-L.
Smol. He is Smol.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. A fun one is if you own Yakuza Kiwami 2.
Yeah.
Key on the PC. Keep a lookout on the mod scene because someone has made a mod that turns Kiryu into a lady.
Oh, okay.
And some of the pictures from this are great. Just Lady Kiryu kneeing people in the balls and posing for shit.
Wow.
Like the ultimate dragon of Dojima.
Wow.
Just throwing people into rivers.
That's cute.
It's like a full model. It's pretty sick.
That's cute.
I really like it. And then the last one I got, SS4 Gogeta. Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta is out.
Oh, yeah.
The Red Monkey is here, and the DBZ community is up in arms.
Why?
Because he is doing shit that other people can't do. So, first off, he has his own unique level up mechanic. Taunting.
Oh, he's that one.
Because, ultra cocky. Because he is ultra cocky.
Yeah.
He is, I'm not even going to use my hands.
Yeah.
You can taunt. And every time you taunt up to a maximum of 7 levels.
Yes.
It will increase the damage of how much damage your supers do.
Wow.
So put this into perspective. If you taunt yourself up to the final level and use Gogeta's level 3, it will do a total of 19,980 damage in a game where everyone has a max total health of 10,000.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So first up, kind of fucked.
Wow.
Second up, doesn't seem as crazy, but kind of is. He is the only character with a double air dash.
That kind of breaks things, no?
Yo, you better watch your noggin, dog. You better watch the dome. Because you think he's coming down after the dash H? What about another dash H?
Like, oh, man. How can he be the only... What the fuck? That's... No, no.
Yeah. He's got a double... Only character in the game with a double air dash.
That's like playing a basketball game and there's one character who can legally double dribble.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Or his dunks are 3 points.
That or he can fake a shot and then keep going again.
Got him. Dribble. Like that's it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you remember the Shenron mechanic? Do you know the Shenron mechanic works in
the 7 Dragon Balls, you make a wish, it's either you get
like your full life back, you revive someone, you get sparking.
Yeah.
Right. So normally to get Dragon Balls in this game, you have to do a combo that is within the double-digit number of whatever number that Dragon Ball is.
Uh-huh.
So 7 Dragon Balls,
uh-huh.
You need to do a 10-hit combo or something within the 10s, something within the 20s, 30s, so on and so forth. Not this boy. Not this boy right here. He just has a DP. And his DP is an explosion, and he will just get a Dragon Ball. If he hits or whiffs, doesn't matter.
What?
They just get, you do the DP, gives him a Dragon Ball.
Wait, why? Why is he so strong?
Also, he has an assist because, you know, it's a tag game.
Yeah.
And if you pick his C assist, it is a homing version of the DP. And it just does it. And that also gives you a Dragon Ball.
Why?
I don't know.
I bet it was just some developer being like, GT was good, okay? I'll show you.
I'll show you, all right? Super Baby 2 is the best.
Yeah, like, wow.
So it's easy to say that, he's going on every team. He's going on every team.
How can he not?
This is ridiculous. Like, this character is ridiculous.
Was he just there to spice up the game?
I guess so. Maybe the devs were like, man, this game is fucking wild, but what if we fucked it?
Like, yeah, what if we just made one character, the wild card to every team?
The joke.
And then, like, now your whole team is centered around, like, this is the main.
This is the odd job of Dragon Ball Z characters.
And we all know you're going to use him. Now how are you going to, like, play with him?
It's crazy.
Yeah,
so. It's nuts. This character seems busted. The character is so crazy that legendary combo YouTuber Desk has come out publicly and said, hey, normally I do day one combos. Not this time. I'm a lab this. I want to see the wild shit I can do here. Yeah. And it's crazy.
Damn.
This character people have said that this character alone has turned this game into a party game. So tournament organizers don't know if they're just going to ban them.
Yeah.
They're going to test it out in the wild, see how it goes, and then they'll go from there.
But he seems strong as fuck.
Like,
is he the last character?
He's the last character of this season.
Yeah, but this game's got to be over, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Unless they bring out Dragon Ball Fighters Z Continuum Shift.
No.
And they do some arc systems fucking bullshit. Who thought of this? Who thought this was a good idea?
I don't know.
Or you know what? What if this was from the top? What if this was the creator of Dragon Ball
Z? You think this Akira's like, no.
Toriyama came down. He's like, I love GT the most.
But Toriyama has nothing to do with GT.
And he's like, you know what? I had nothing to do with
it. In his old age, he's just like.
And he's like, they made a better product than me.
Oh my God.
Make him the best. Or you don't get the license anymore.
I don't know how I feel about this. This is not good.
It's crazy. I can't wait for tournaments to come out. Yeah, people are already finding like just fucking normal loops with him and stuff like that. Wow. It's crazy. Because of his double air dash, you just get extended air combos. Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah. I love it.
Wow.
People be mad out there on the internet.
I'd be mad. I would be so mad.
If you're a player of this game?
Yeah.
And that's my last one.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if I have any picks worth talking about. I think I actually have one. You like Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, it's cool.
What do you think about that animation?
Like the choppy kind of comic book style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Have you heard about that animation studio's next project?
Nope.
Because I'm hype as fuck.
What is it?
It's brand new.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the title and I want you to tell me what it's about.
All right.
K-pop: Demon Hunters. What do you think that's about? K-pop Demon Hunters. Yeah.
Is this like Macross but Demon Slayer? Where like everything is powered by pop music, but you're hunting demons instead of flying robots?
You're on the money.
Damn.
It's a K-pop group.
This looks dumb.
But in between their magical concerts, they're hunting demons.
Are these girls or boys?
I don't know.
Have real long hair.
I think it's just... I want to say they're girls. But, like, I think it's just a poster that's out. Sony just announced it. Like, this is from Sony proper. Like, this ain't a small-time gig. This is... We made Spider-Verse. Now make this shit.
This is crazy.
Yeah. I'm pretty psyched for this. Whenever it comes out.
Oh, man. It's made by the Oscar-winning producer... Aaron Warner of Shrek fame.
Whoa.
What?
So yeah, that ought to be something. Good? Could be 50-50. I don't know.
I just think it'll
look cool.
This is okay. You know what? I'm just gonna sit back, relax, and I'm gonna wait for it to happen.
Yeah, give that shit the benefit of the doubt, but yeah, why not?
If this comes out, if we can go back to theaters when this shit comes out, this is some day one shit.
Oh, absolutely. This is like, I'm like screening premiere night.
I'm gonna buy popcorn for this.
Like, geez, I gotta watch it. Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. But I'm down. I like it.
And then that's it. That's it for my week, or for my picks this week.
Okay, but what'd you do this week?
I just played Ghosts of Tsushima.
Oh my God, you fucking weeb.
I put in 27 hours.
That's a lot of hours.
Into Ghosts of Tsushima.
Before you say anything.
Yes.
I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
We have been recorded.
Yes.
As saying when this game came out, man, this game looks like dog shit.
Yes.
It's so like tropey.
Yes.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Are we going to have to eat our hat?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'm here to tell you what everyone else has told you before. Ghost of Tsushima is fucking awesome. I might even say it's Sucker Punch's best game.
Better than Infamous?
Hell yeah. Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say Sly Cooper, but I'm like, yeah, it's definitely better than Infamous.
No, Sucker Punch the movie. Sly Cooper is really good. Sly Cooper is my favorite Sucker Punch game.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know. Ghosts might take the crown.
Okay.
Ghost of Tsushima is the samurai simulator. It's an open world, third-person action game where you are trying to liberate Japan from the rule of the Mongols. Well, I don't, not Japan, the island of Tsushima.
All right.
Okay? Not Japan proper. It's in the, what's the samurai era? I forget.
Edo.
Sure, that's the one.
Or is this the era where they closed down the country and took over everybody's swords? Or is this the country where, like, the time where, like, samurais run wild?
No, it's definitely the beginning. Okay. Samurais are still around.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, open world game. There's two styles of open world game, okay?
Yeah.
You got your Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Where, like,
climb to the top of this thing, scout out the area.
Yeah, go to this area, you clear out the enemies, yeah. Get your collectibles. And then you've got your Fallout / Oblivion.
Yes.
Where it's like, touch everything.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Yo, you think you could steal by putting a basket on top of that guy's head? You're right.
Yeah. Like, you need a multiple quest storyline? You want to sideline the main game? Go for it. Mm. You want to do that for 80 hours? Go for it.
It's. I think it's like the difference between like riding a two-wheeler and like riding with training wheels.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Ghost of Tsushima is definitely more on the Assassin's Creed side.
Okay.
And I will say it is definitely the epitome of the best, my first open world game.
So my problem with this description is that it just screams Ubisoft.
Yes.
And I have come to hate Ubisoft open world games.
Yes and no. Like, there are definitely, like, there is definitely the fog of war to the map,
mm-hmm.
where you won't be able to see anything until you go there.
Okay.
I'm not saying you have to go to the top of, like, a tower to unlock the view of the map,
mm-hmm.
but you do climb a lot of mountains. Or shrines.
Yes.
And the shrines instead give you sick gear.
But
it's a lot of exploring.
Do you have to climb anything to get to a vantage point of some sort to reveal more of the map within a certain distance?
Nope.
Okay. Nope. All right. I'm down with this already. This is already an improvement.
No. You just have to run around. So that's what exploration is pretty cool. Like, and I guess I should. Okay. First off, the game looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I am playing on a PlayStation 5. I do not know what the PS4 base version
looks like. You are playing on a PlayStation 5 that is hooked up to a television that is 4K with HDR capabilities.
Yes.
You are playing it at the most optimal way.
And my God, it looks incredible.
Okay.
And it just looks amazing. Combat is probably better than any Assassin's Creed game I've played. Which, I don't know if that's not really saying much, to be honest. It's not going to satisfy, like, your third-person action Ninja Gaiden needs.
Damn.
But I will say it's better than, like, a God of War.
Okay. That's fair.
So that it's somewhere in between there. Like, nothing's hard to do. It's pretty...
It seemed like it gives you more freedom beyond a dial a combo.
Yes, and the game is definitely more about turtling. Like, it never... Like, the game definitely doesn't want you to go in like a madman.
So what, it's like Bushido Blade?
Kind of like, you come to me, I will parry and kill you.
Okay.
Like, right. that is the samurai way, okay. Apparently. Right. So that's cool. The basic gameplay hook is like, go to places, liberate them from the Mongols, do this, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's kind of like, man, I've fucking been here since like 2007.
Yeah.
Like, the type of quests you do are like, go here, talk to this person to find out. You actually have to go
here. One of the Mongols took my horse.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, like, they're like, when it comes to like the open worldness, like, it's kind of like almost the worst part of the game because it's just so empty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like The Witcher where you run across the fields and then it's like this guy's just out of nowhere. You're like, oh, this is an entire quest line. Like, what the hell is this?
Okay,
this is definitely more of go here, kill that.
That's where you're saying it's less Oblivion, it's more...
Yeah, like,
it's not like you stumble across some dude and he's like, welcome to the Knights of the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's definitely, like, there is a main story here, and if you want the best, most cinematic, like, experience, just stick with the main story. Like, you don't have to do everything. However, if you are the OCD type who likes to collect shit, this game is for you.
Okay.
Like, this game has a lot of great collectibles.
Do I have to go, like, find the rare boar?
Sometimes.
Okay, all right.
You I mean, the game has all these options, and they're just labeled vanity gear. They literally have no
advantage. Wait, they have those just, like, fucking MMORPG glamours? Like, yep. Okay. Yeah. And like, oh, you want these stats, but you want to look like this?
Like, I have a white katana. It took me a while to get a white katana.
Yeah. Okay, is it a lightsaber? Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. Just the scabbard. Just the shield. Yeah.
I was like, some rare... It's, like, made of ivory. Like.
And you need to, like, loot everything. Like, this game is, like, all about, like, collect all the resources so you can upgrade your current gear.
Okay.
And that's what it's all about. It does have a lot of side quests with characters that are pretty cool, but just coming off of Cyberpunk, Cyberpunk, like, it just really highlighted for me, like, man, Cyberpunk, like, the characters in that game, just, I fucking loved hanging. These people are just kind of like, yeah, they're all right. I guess they got their stories. Okay. But, like, the tone of Ghost of Tsushima is just so serious and one note.
Yeah.
That, like, none of it, like, there's no, like, witty characters. There's no, like, fun stuff. It's like... This is the end of the samurai.
This is the samurai area.
Like, you are dishonoring me.
Okay.
Like, blah, blah, blah. All right.
The
game's whole tone is, like, you are samurai, but you are resorting to being a ninja.
Like, you have to?
So that's the thing, right? The narrative pitches it, like...
Yeah, because, so, I watched you play the beginning, and when it said, like, okay, you are samurai.
Yeah.
But if you do ninja way, you are dishonorable, pretty much. That's what your dad taught you.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, the game, like, gives you the options, but it tries to tell you, like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
You're not a ninja. You're a samurai. You must bring honor to your family.
Yeah. And so, like, what I'm understanding, like, and it's so weird because, like, the game clearly wants you to play the ninja route.
Mm.
Like, it is 100% forcing, not forcing, but, like, if you do the ninja route, like, dude, no problem.
Like, the game is easy.
Yeah, and...
Right. It's stealth bow in Skyrim.
Kinda, right? Yeah. It's like... And there is a build that just gives you infinite arrows and headshot kills.
What?
Yeah. That you can do.
Why wouldn't you just do that
then? Yeah, so, like... It's so weird because, like, the narrative keeps focusing on this whole, like... You are samurai, you shouldn't, but, like... You don't really have a choice sometimes.
Okay.
Like, a lot of the main story missions are... No, you can't run in, like, headfirst like a samurai. Be stealthy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but that goes against fucking everything. And they keep ramming it in you, and it's like, but you're not giving me the choice to be the samurai.
So there are they, I guess maybe they're trying to, like, move you in a certain story direction?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because it doesn't sound like the type of game that would have multiple endings.
No, it's not. It definitely has, like, a clear story that it's trying to tell.
Okay, separate question. Are there difficulty settings within the game?
Yes.
Okay, then, yeah, like, I guess, like, if the samurai way would be the hard way, but it's, like, you worked for it, and then ninja is, like, the easy way. But if they have difficulty settings, then...
Yeah, like,
what's the point?
I don't understand. So, yeah, that's that. The main story quests are super cool and super fun. Voice acting, I'm actually playing in English, because that's the only way that the lips line up.
Yeah.
But it does have, like, a Kurosawa full Japanese mode. Man, it's cool, but
put on the black and white, watch that wind sway.
Yeah, but it's just weird because then the Japanese ends up being the dub, and their lips don't line up. Yeah. And you're like, this is weird. The game is broken up into three main acts. I will say, the progression of the game and like you have experience, you level up, you gain stats, you have attribute points, and you put them in, and it moves at a pretty solid clip.
Okay.
In terms of pacing your characters. Power creep.
Yeah.
But by the end of the first third act, by the end of the first act, you're pretty much powerful enough to just beeline to the finish.
To just go, like, full samurai?
Yeah. Like, you can just run to the end from there.
Is this one of those games where you can max out both skill trees?
Yep.
Oh.
You can max out all skill trees.
Okay.
I'm almost maxed out. All skill trees.
All right, what act are you in again?
I just started act two.
Oh my god.
So, like, granted, I've done, like, 95% of everything to do in act one.
Oh, you mean, like, side quests?
And, yeah. Okay, all right. And now that I'm in act two, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
I'm kind of just OP.
Yeah, because I didn't realize that if I just played at a normal pace, I would have gotten, like, okay. The game has four different sword stances.
Yeah.
And each stance deals with a different weapon.
Yep.
But in Act 2, they give you a fifth stance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I showed you. It's the ghost stance.
Oh my god.
And where the screen goes all black and white and kills become red.
And it's just one shot.
And kills. It is just instant kill.
Oh my god.
So, by Act Two, you are a god, and you are just mowing people down.
All right. You are Yojimbo.
Like, it's wild how, like, it feels good, though. Like,
yeah, of course, power fantasy.
Like, I showed you my skills, yeah. And, like, people just fucking died.
Guys only want one thing, and it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
It's being a samurai.
Yeah. But it's cool. There are some, like, things in the game that I feel are a travesty.
Like?
You can't just walk through a forest and cut down bamboo.
Boo!
Like, how is that an oversight?
I was going to buy this game, but not anymore.
Yeah. Can't kill your horse.
I can't kill my horse, put things in it, and then it rezzes, nope. And then it's a portable storage.
You can kill everyone else's horses, but you can't kill your horse.
That's lame.
Like, you can hit it, but...
And it goes, meh.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty addicted to it. I just need to finish it, though, now. Okay. Like, I want to finish. Like I said, I'm 27 hours in. I saw the How Long to Beat is about 40, like mid-40s.
That's a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
Right there.
So I'm aiming for that. All
right. I think it's too late for that, considering you put 20 hours of side quests in.
Maybe. Maybe. But I'm also really strong.
True.
So
true.
I'm okay. There's lots of cool armors, though. Like, I know you saw me in the Ronin gear.
Yeah. And I saw there's, like, different sets that give you different skills or whatever.
Yeah, I have I think there's 10 armors in the game. I think I only have 6.
All right.
So I haven't shown you, like, my samurai armor.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty cool. It's a good game. I likes it quite a bit. It's pretty good.
Seems cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, if you've yet to play it, and you're planning on picking up a PS5, just wait till you get a PS5.
All right.
Because I have watched this game on the PS4 run at 30 frames per second, and I'm like, not the same.
It's not the same.
It just, when you behead someone, not the same.
Yeah, you showed us, like, some of the fucking powers you get, and, like, so when you were in, when there was a group of people, and you could stealth kill, yeah. It just said, like, stealth kill, chain kill. But when the one guy was alone, the button just said, slaughter. And you're like, oh my god, okay, whatever.
Yep. So, yeah, it's cool. It does make you feel really, really strong, really powerful, so. But yeah, the game's super, like, the last thing I'll say is, man, if you love, like, this... the super cliche Japanese setting.
Yeah.
You'll love this game.
Right.
Like, it almost tries too hard to go out of its way to be that cliche Japanese samurai simulator.
Yeah, I remember hearing, like, quotes from, like, different Japanese developers and stuff where people were like, yo, they're doing Japanese games better than we do it.
Yeah,
like, this is top notch. They did their work.
Like, I will say, like, there is no subtlety here. Like, man, if you want, like, cherry blossoms and, like, little fireflies and or under moonlight, two samurai are standing off and they're about to have a duel.
Maximum weeb shit.
Like, my character's straw hat covers his face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get the monk.
Like, it's...
assassin hat.
Like, it's not even pretending. It's like, listen, we are giant weebs and we know you are too, so
we all have katanas at home.
Yes, we do.
We 3D modeled our own katanas to put in the game.
Yeah, so enjoy. Yeah.
Damn, son.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool. Other than that, that's been everything.
Damn.
Like, I've touched, like, games here and there, but, like, it's mostly been ghosts.
Alright. Okay. Final Fantasy 14.
Yes.
I'm still leveling up my Black Mage.
This sounds like you had to resub.
I resubbed.
Wow.
Because Monster Hunter doesn't come out to the end of the month.
Wow. What are you going to do?
Huh? I'm going to drop the game and then play Monster Hunter?
You're going to just give up 2 extra weeks of your sub?
2 weeks? What are you talking about? It's like a couple days, really.
What day did you resub?
The Wednesday after we finished the podcast.
Okay. March 3rd?
Yeah.
And the game comes out the 26th?
Yeah. So I'm not missing too much. It's like a week.
Whatever. And a half? Okay.
So, yeah. I'm going to get Monster Hunter. It's going to happen. But I'm still doing Black Mage. But leveling is slow. Playing DPS strictly in that game is a pain in the fucking ass.
Why does everybody do it then?
I don't know! I don't know what these people are doing. This is insane. I feel like I'm... What's that one line in that movie? It's like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Like, it's one of those kind of moments.
Okay.
Where most people are playing DPS. And I'm like, why would you ever do this? Because the quality of life for a DPS player is dog shit. Leveling up any character, let alone a DPS character, without your, like, road to 70 new player buff, sucks.
Okay.
Oh my god, it takes forever.
Okay.
Second, DPS queues, on average, are 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
So, you're going into, like, oh, I need to do the duty finder. Better go grind, like, just normal mobs or do fates for half an hour, maybe, at the longest, so you can get into a half an hour, like, dungeon.
Wow.
And takes up so much. It is just not efficient. It sucks. So bad.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I just like Black Mage a lot. I like the way you play.
Okay.
It is kind of just like, I'm going to stand back. Fuck you. I'm going to do all the damage. Yeah. Kind of deal. And it really, the only reason I'm doing it is that I know when I go into the next expansion, it'll be more efficient because I'll be using the story quests to level up my lower level class. But then when I have to queue for anything, it'll be with the healer who's already almost 80.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right? Yeah.
I don't want to, like, be...
You don't want to waste experience.
Yeah, I don't want to be part, like, one-third of the way through Shadowbringers and then be like, oh, yeah, I just am just throwing XP at the window, right? Mm-hmm. I wanted to maximize my time. But I think at this rate, like, I don't think I'm going to get to Shadowbringers by the time this this subscription's over.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to get there, honestly.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird. But I'm learning different portions of the game. I'm learning about grinding fates.
Yeah.
Party Finder is definitely a big thing now.
Okay.
Just because it's like, oh, hey, we're going to grind out this one dungeon for a mount, right?
Mount.
Yeah. So you can find a party that will join you, and you do, like, uncapped, which is, like, you all go through it just, like, max level. So you're, like, 20 levels above the cap or whatever.
Yeah, you're just mowing through
it, and you're trying to do that stuff.
Okay.
I've been doing that for the Rathalos hunt, for the extreme Rathalos.
Right.
And stuff like that. So there's a lot more to the game that I'm finding than just healing dudes.
Okay.
But I want to get to Shadowbringers, but I don't know if I'm going to get there.
You'll get there.
We'll see. After that, I've been dabbling in some other games, you know, here and there. But I think the one that caught my eye is I just remembered that I bought Golf Story at one point on the Switch.
Nice.
I was looking through my Switch library, and I was just like, what games do I have on here? And then it just said Golf Story, and I'm like, I bought this?
Was it on sale?
I guess so.
You know what I realized I bought, too?
What?
And because I was just looking it up. I bought Hades.
You bought Hades?
Yeah.
What?
When? Because I was looking at, like, what do I have not installed? And I'm like, I bought Hades?
We got problems. Yeah. We got a problem.
I was like, I should play that.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Yeah.
Right? And so I played Golf Story because I knew I bought the NES version.
Yeah.
Like the Golf or whatever. Yeah. But I didn't realize I bought Golf Story.
Is it as good as it?
You know what else I bought and I didn't realize? And I forgot? The Friends of Ringo Ishikawa.
Oh, I remember you buying that, though.
I haven't played it yet.
Oh, okay.
Turns out I bought that.
That's the side-scroller, right?
Yeah,
the beat-em-up.
You're the Japanese Boncho.
Yeah, I remember.
That's crazy. Anyways, so I've been playing a little bit of Golf Story. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I figured. The game looks awesome.
It's real fun. So if you ever play, like, Harvest Moon or most recently, what's the fucking farming game that everyone loves on PC?
Stardew?
Yeah, Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Right, you ever play Stardew Valley? Do you know how it starts, at least?
I've never played Stardew.
So Stardew Valley starts as, like, you're working in an office. You need a letter from, like, a lawyer saying your grandpa died, and he bequeaths his farm to you.
Yeah.
And then you leave city life to go start a farm.
Yeah.
Pretty much. This one is that, as a child, you and your father love golf, and you always went to the golf course and practiced together, and you have fond memories of golf. And then you grow up, and you're, like, in a relationship you hate.
Oh.
And you told your wife that you're like, hey, I'm gonna go on a trip, but you didn't tell her where. And then she calls you. She's like, where are you? Come back. And you're like, I'm gonna go fulfill my dreams of being a golfer. Bye. And you just don't want to confront your wife. And then you go back to the old golf country club, and it's just in ruins. Like there's still people there.
Yeah.
But there's no like solid green. There's dirt patches everywhere. Shitty grass. Bunch of.
So you're building a golf course.
So you're kind of like, yeah. Instead of building a farm, you're building a golf course.
Wow.
And there's a story to your golfing, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's very classic golf. It's like Hot Shots. It is, here's the power bar. Yeah. Press A. The power bar goes up. Yeah. Press A again. The power bar goes back.
Yeah.
Press A again. And then you get the accuracy.
Oh.
It is classic golf.
Got it.
But the fun thing here is that it's kind of open world, like a Harvest Moon would be.
Yeah.
So you can tee up anywhere.
Oh, whoa.
Right. So there are set, like, I'm working my way towards a tournament. So I assume at some point I'm going to get to like an 18 hole thing.
Yeah.
But you can talk to townspeople and they're like, I heard if you like hit a ball through this thing in a specific way, something happens.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a legend.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, I don't have the golf clubs to do that. Right. I don't have enough power. I don't have stats. So then you have to like work your way up. Right. And you level up. So every time you complete a challenge, you get experience points. And yeah. then you put those experience points into like different technical skills.
Yeah.
Or you can put it into power. But
got it.
You put it into power, it lowers your technical skills because you can't control the power that you.
Okay.
Right? So you have to level up your tech to a certain point to where it's okay for you to put it into power so that your tech doesn't go too low and it affects the rest of your game.
I see.
Right? There's a lot of fun stuff like that. And they thought about this, like, they thought, like, golf mechanics through, classic golf game mechanics through.
Right.
And it's fun just, like, walking around and being like, I'm going to tee up down here and I'm going to aim for that dude's face. And just, like, trying to hit stuff over a cabin. And, like,
it's good.
It's fun, dude. It's pretty good. Yeah, if I wasn't playing Final Fantasy, I'd probably be playing this game. It's pretty.
What's the other one? Sports Story?
Sports Story?
That's the sequel.
Is there a sequel? Is that the new one?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I didn't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Damn. I gotta play and Sports Story.
All sports.
You just play sports.
Yeah.
All right. But Golf Story, it's.
I think you're building like a sports world.
It's pretty good, dude.
I really want to play it. It's really interesting. Yeah.
But the thing I've been doing mostly with my week,
I think I know what this.
Other
is.
Than school.
Yeah.
Is I've been catching up on the Attack on Titan.
Damn.
Manga. The manga.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
Bro, what?
I haven't been watching the anime.
Why, though?
Takes too long.
But, bro.
So.
It's different.
Listen, I know it hits different, because you know what I'm doing?
Oh, no.
I'm getting to a major point in the manga, mm-hmm. and then I'm looking up X-Fight Attack on Titan anime, and then I'm watching that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit!
I'm not gonna
do major spoilers.
Yeah.
I think I just got to like the end of season 3 of the anime, start of season 4. But I was talking to TJ about it, and I think it is set up a little bit different because there are certain things that are happening now, which happened before a major plot point within the anime.
Okay.
So right now I am in the, what was it? We have. Secured the basement. I know what is in the basement. I know what that means for the people within the walls.
Yep.
And we have transitioned into a new area. And I'm learning about the new area.
Yep. That's season 4.
Yeah, the expansion DLC. Yep. I am learning about.
Yep.
And bro, that basement though. That basement though.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. I don't know if... Okay, I have one complaint about this show.
Yeah.
And it is the Bloodline arc.
Which one's that one?
I think it's season 2. It is. It turns out, like, they explain, like, the memory thing. And there are certain people who are immune to the memory thing.
Oh.
And there's a certain bloodline that controls the memory thing.
Yeah.
And there's, like, royalty involved and stuff like that. That whole arc felt like, hey, Attack on Titan is really popular. You need to make it go longer. And It is the only part of that show that I think feels rushed.
Yeah, like
it doesn't. It's weird because it feels not as fleshed out as everything else in the show.
Mm.
Season one, I was like, "This is you've been mulling this over, baby."
Yeah.
Right. And then like the Bloodline arc is like, "Oh shit, it was popular. I need to change the storyline." And then after the Bloodline arc, it's like, okay, now you know where it's going to go. You thought of another good idea.
Yeah, the Bloodline arc is weird because, like, it exists to let you know. It's weird because it's important because it's like, this is why the whole place exists.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's kind of just like,
It also deals with a very major problem
with
them doing anything interesting beyond the walls, which is the government.
Yeah. Yes.
And you need to get rid of that problem for you to expand the story beyond the walls.
Yes. Yeah. It was a little... I remember the anime, yeah. It did bog down, but until after that part...
It felt more necessary than fun.
Yeah, like, it's like, we need... Because without it, what you're going through now has, like, no context or meaning, right? Like, you kind of need to know why this exists.
Yeah.
But, yeah, after that was good.
But I will say, the fucking... female Titan reveal, absolutely savage, so brutal.
Oh my,
is just spinning that guy on the wire.
Hell yeah,
dude. I was talking to a friend about it, and I gotta say, like, I feel like anime lately has been very, let's say, positive.
Yeah,
right. It's just like, hey, we're bros.
Yeah,
it's a dark time, but we're gonna get through it.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be okay. I have not read a manga or watched an anime in a while.
Yeah.
That has been just like, everything is despair and darkness. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody has plot armor.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that kind of a show.
Yeah.
And Mamma Mia, does this show deliver?
Yeah, man. No one's safe.
Poor Erwin.
Yo. Dude's a boss, though.
Fucking psychopath boss.
Did they do a thing in the manga where he loses?
Yeah.
He comes back to
save. And then he's like, what is it? He's contemplating his like position. And they do the scene where he's standing on top of the pile.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh fuck, you insane person.
Yeah, this man is something else. He's the demon.
Jesus.
Tell me. You looked up Levi versus the Beast Titan.
I got past that part.
Yeah, but tell me you looked up the
fight. Oh, the fight?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro.
Okay.
Like, the manga looks primo.
Yeah.
It looks real good.
Yeah.
But that anime fills in the gaps
between
panels.
The cyclone?
When he's just like, I heard you got a long arm. Fuck you. Combo points, baby. Like...
What was that?
He does, you know, in Monster Hunter when you get the dual blades and you do the demon mode dance and he's just like, he does that on his back.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, we're doing that now. Oh, okay. Damn, son.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's, oh man.
Levi does some wild shit.
Levi is a baller.
Yeah.
And I love Levi because they always put him in the hardest decisions.
Yeah.
And he stone cold.
Yeah.
Just like, I know what to do.
Yeah.
You need to die. And it's just like, oh my God, Levi, stop it. Stop being so cool. Stop doing this. Stop making the hardest decisions, my dude.
Yeah, he's good. He's good shit.
He's cursed with being too strong.
That's why he's so small.
I know, he's so small.
Like, that's why he's not the perfect character.
If he was, like, Reiner big, then it'd be a problem.
Yeah, like,
unstoppable.
Yeah, but he's not. Like, I think Mikasa's bigger than him.
There's, like, I can't believe even within that one scene, even within Levi's, we can say, Mikasa got the upper hand. Like, Mikasa's, she's no joke.
No, she is not no joke.
The Ackermans are no joke.
Yeah, and Mikasa, I think that around that time, Mikasa throws a rocket in someone's throat.
Yeah. The pile bunkers, they break both the sides of the jaw. Oh my God.
Yeah, she's like,
my God.
peace.
And they do some brutal shit too. Like, yeah. They cut that guy's limbs off.
Yes, they do, so he can't escape.
Yeah, they're like, we know you're gonna be fine, so ching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. Hmm. This is good.
Season 4, though, like, jeez.
Gabby!
Yeah, wait till you see how that ends up going. There's some moments there where you're going to be like,
this is definitely, yeah, shit. This is definitely going into the territory of, there was a line it was after the Kinetic Titan drop.
Yeah.
And I think it was the Beast Titan guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, war is never a positive, yeah, or something along, I'm messing up the quote, but it's something along the lines of that. And I think that is like the crux of the show. That is the overarching message of the show. There are no good guys.
No, there's
not. There are no bad guys.
No.
Humanity is garbage.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
It's good.
They have the flashback about like how people got onto the island and stuff like that. Oh, my God.
Yep. Oh. Yeah. It's awesome.
I think the one question I still don't get, which I feel like I should get by now.
Yeah.
Is if both sides have titans,
yes,
why are the other titans trying to go after the island titans? That part I don't get.
They'll explain.
Okay.
They explain.
That part I don't get. Because like, I know it's like this religious thing and it's like regular people versus the giants and like it's that kind of stuff. But I don't get why it's giant on giant. Type of thing.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, it's... That part gets confusing, like, how they explain the politics and how, like, one side is a lie.
Yeah.
And that... Yeah, but... Yeah.
We'll get there.
I'll get there.
So, yeah. There's been that. Oh, and
fucking Gabby.
But, man, I...
Gabby! You like Gabby?
Gabby is Sasha.
Gabby Sasha?
Yeah, Gabby is the Sasha equivalent. Like, you know that whole setup, they just mirrored the people on the other side.
Yeah.
You can easily see, like, they're one and the same.
Yeah.
Like, what was the, when they're having the dinner,
yeah,
and Reiner's like, I met terrible people who only think of others, who never are on time.
Yeah.
And it's like going through his memories of being a soldier.
Yeah.
And then every other character in that train was that.
Yeah.
Right? It is just like, hey, you're fighting this war over stupid reasons.
Yeah.
Type of deal.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you see what happens next.
I'll probably be caught up by the end of the week, next week, because...
Sounds good.
I'm on chapter 94, and I think there's like 130-something chapters.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I think I'm going to be caught up. So.
Okay. Cool.
Fucking rad.
It sure is.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Jujutsu Kaisen continues to be cool.
Yep.
Fire Force continues to be cool.
Okay.
Gengan Omega continues to be cool.
Awesome.
Keeping up with that weekly manga.
Nice.
I think that's it.
Cool.
That's it.
Well, that's it for us this week. It was a packed show.
It was.
We hope you guys enjoyed it.
Did we go through it fast or was this a long one?
It's an hour and a half.
Damn, it's another long one.
So,
dude.
Sorry we took up too much of your time this week.
No, that's quality entertainment. That's free entertainment.
All right, cool. It's free entertainment. If you're on March...
Just be thankful it's not our old 3-hour episode.
That's true. If you are on March break this coming week, whatever the hell that means, enjoy.
Yeah.
If not,
kids are out in full force. Yeah, I was out today, got an ice cap, and I saw just, like, kids out of school.
I forgot that, like, school is in session again. Yeah. I saw all the high school kids when I went for a bike ride today. I'm like, oh, shoot. 3 o'clock's when they all get out. I'm like, damn.
Why am I here?
Yeah, why did I decide to go now?
We're all in my way.
I'm going to run over some kid. But anyways, thanks for listening, and we will see you all next week.
See you.